Good morning. How are you? We are most especially blessed on Pentecost when God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And last night I was preaching at the 5:15 Mass. I remember, like I said here before, my first time I ever preached was on Pentecost Sunday, almost 40 years ago, which really just was 38 years ago, really, on the rim of the Grand Canyon. And again, I was talking about how the Holy Spirit, and I never forget it, brings unity to the body. And the Holy Spirit brings us together, and sin separates us. But the Holy Spirit brings us together. And again, right after I got done that homily, this woman stood up and says, "That was the best Presbyterian homily I ever heard." And I go, "Yeah, I'm a Catholic seminarian." "Oh." But the reality is, the Holy Spirit is God's power in our hearts and in our lives. And the first thing the Spirit does is it makes us sons and daughters of the Father. You know, it was the second reading I really spent time on, the second option that wasn't read today, but that's the one I reflected on. That when the Spirit comes within us, the Spirit cries out, "Abba, Father," that we become sons and daughters of the Father by the Holy Spirit. But see, the problem with too many people is they only stay with the first part. Like when Jesus talks and tells us to pray for the Holy Spirit, right before he goes into heaven, he says, "I want you to go pray, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And then some people stop that. "Oh, I get to receive power. It ain't about you, sir. It ain't about you, ma'am. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then you will be my witnesses." Jesus, when he gives the Holy Spirit to the apostles today, he breathes on them the Holy Spirit, and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And he sit and say, now go ahead and feel great about yourself all day. He says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven." The power was for the good of others. The Holy Spirit is given to us to take us outside of ourselves to be more concerned about others. That's why sin keeps us focused on self. Sin keeps us only about me and my selfishness and my life and my world and my spirituality. The Holy Spirit takes us out to be more concerned about others. The Holy Spirit sits here and makes us one because we're more concerned about the other person's needs than we are about our own. We're more concerned about their feelings than we are about our own. The Holy Spirit sets us on fire to warm other people, to bring them the warmth of the gospel. So often we need to make sure we're surrendering to that gift of the Holy Spirit. And again, how do I do that, Father? I'm glad you asked. You need, as we've talked about 100,000 times here, say a daily prayer of surrender to the Holy Spirit. However you're going to do that. But you have to make this commitment that every day of your life you'll pray a surrender prayer of the Holy Spirit. Like John Paul II did when he was a boy and his father gave him that prayer. And he says, pray this prayer every day. And he did. When I do a parish mission, the last thing I do is I give them a prayer of the Holy Spirit by Cardinal Mercier. And I say, pray this prayer every day for the rest of your life. I put it in the bulletin again. So if you haven't picked it up yet in all these years I've been with you, cut it out of the bulletin. Put it on your mirror, place it on your pillow, whatever it is, and commit yourself that you will say this prayer every day for the rest of your life. Why? So that you will receive power. Why? So that you can witness to Jesus, that you can get out of the world of selfishness, and what do I get out of this? And you enter in the world of God, always more concerned about the others. Always more concerned, how do I bring someone else to Jesus Christ? To be a witness, to be an evangelist, to be people, you know, this past week on the radio, I'm sure none of you listened to me, only the people outside the parish really listened to me on the radio. I get it. But someone called and says, "How come, Father, us Catholics are not on fire with God?" I said, "You're asking me, I'm telling you. Oh, for the day when the Catholic Church, instead of focusing on our rules and our things and our little virtues and how wonderful we are, that we get set on fire and we become more concerned about the people that aren't in church instead of the people who are in church. That we finally know that the church that Christ created was not concerned about itself. The church that Christ created from the very beginning was always more concerned about others, always more concerned about bringing more people into the church. And we got to get that fire in our lives. And first of all, the priest got to do it, and that's half the problem. But the second thing is every one of us. It's not just the priests or the religious. It's you. You need to let the Holy Spirit set you on fire. We're going to have a meeting after this Mass for the people who are going to be confirmed. And most people, they go, and okay, here, this is what I have to do to be confirmed. And most people who are confirmed, you know, nothing happens. You do know that. Even with the power of the bishop. Why does nothing happen to most people who get confirmed? Because what is necessary for the sacrament to be valid? Faith! And most people don't have the faith to receive the sacrament. They're just going through the motions, and they wonder, how come I don't feel any different before the confirmation I felt, after confirmation I felt before? Because you don't have a living faith. You need to have a faith to receive the sacrament, to let it become effective in your life. And that's for all of us. We need to reach out to the Holy Spirit in faith. Give Him permission to set us on fire. And then we'll change the world. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. May Trinoa's love today and forever. Amen.